It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello? Are you out there? Hello? Well, my friends in Radioland, this is Mr. B. And guess what? I'm in my neighborhood. And I'm so happy that you are going to spend the next few minutes with me and my illustrious guests today. Oh, yes. I have a great person from our community. His name, drumroll, is Jason Miller. Is your name Jason Miller?
Yes, it is.
Jason Miller, we are so glad to have you here in Mr. Bertelson's neighborhood. Jason, what do you do here in the Four City area?
I am a pharmacist at Miller Pharmacy, but before I go into that, I would like to, first of all, thank you for the invitation.
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Whoever invited me, I would like to
thank. We're desperate.
Yeah, I understand. It's an honor to be included with your previous guests. I think it shows how lucky we are to have all the great people in the North Iowa community.
We have many more people. We have way too many people in it. As opposed to how long I can do this, Jason. You know, I am in my 60s now, and I just can't keep doing this. I can't go post-death.
You got another good 4 or 5 years.
That's it? I don't know why I invited you anyway. All right, so with that being said, thank you, Jason,
yes, absolutely,
for buttering up my presence. I always appreciate that. So with that being said, you are a pharmacist.
Correct.
I hope you can spell that.
Yes.
Okay. So as a pharmacist in Miller Pharmacy, tell me what your daily job entails. What was a typical day for you look like? Is there such a thing as a typical day?
Well, there really isn't a typical day.
Atypical.
They are all atypical. That is correct. The primary goal of any pharmacist is right drug, right person, right strength. That's a nutshell. However, it gets to be much more difficult than that when you start including insurance companies and doctors and
lawyers.
No lawyers yet, thankfully. And let's keep it that way. Let's keep
okay.
it that way.
All right.
But it seems like we're taking pills from a big bottle and putting them into a small bottle to a lot of people. But it really does entail a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. We're starting to get into vaccinations, which is interesting. And we're even going to be getting into some testing for strep throat and things like that. So it's an exciting time. And I do have to say this. I told them that I would mention them. The crew that we have out at Miller Pharmacy.
Oh, yes. Please do.
We're very lucky to have them. And they allow us to provide what we consider excellent customer service.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. We want you to do a little promo for your business.
Well, yes.
And I'll take that money under the table.
Right.
So anyway, with Miller Pharmacy, how many people, may I ask, do you roughly employ as opposed to smoothly?
We employ 4 pharmacists. Two full-time, 2 part-time, mm-hmm. and then we have about 4 technicians, this was my wife's words of wisdom. I was supposed to tell everybody that the technicians do all the work anyway.
I think we all know that.
I'm a figurehead.
Do you enjoy that role?
Oh, most definitely. most definitely. Yes, yes. My wife says in my next lifetime, a Walmart greeter is going to be on my job duties. I like to visit with our customers, and I think that's what. I think people like that. Mm-hmm. I really do. Mm-hmm. They're not just a name or a number, and that can be said for, again, the North Iowa community. We want to know each other and take care of each other, and it's one of the parts of the job that I really enjoy.
Yes. I want to go back to that wall greeter.
Yes.
Walmart greeter. So yes. I would be very offended if you become a Walmart greeter and want to go through my bags as I'm checking out. That's invasion of my private property.
I would agree with that.
I paid for it. It's mine.
Yes.
So I just want you to pass that on.
Yes, I will. I'll just say hello.
That's not even needed. But but anyway, so that leads me to my next question. Jason, how long have you and your family been here in the North Iowa area, particularly Ford City?
Some words of wisdom for new college graduates. I graduated from the University of Iowa on a Thursday in May of 1995. I'm going to say a name that a lot of people are going to recognize, John Messer.
Yes, of course.
Hired me to come work for him.
Oh, my God.
I started the following Monday. So I would recommend to college graduates, it's okay to take a week or 2 weeks.
You should have gone backpacking in Europe.
Exactly. Yes.
But no.
No. Right. Nose to the grindstone. I am a big proponent of getting a job and working. That's important.
Yes.
But
yes.
You don't maybe have to quite go that extreme. Mm-hmm. Graduate Thursday, start work on.
So that's your advice to upcoming graduates.
Yes,
then.
Yes.
Take right. some me time.
Yes. Okay. But so the short answer to your question, 1995. I came in May. Jill finished up her schooling and joined me in the fall of 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you have been living in the Ford City area since then.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Correct.
And now tell me a little bit. This is a segue into the family unit. Part of my program. Tell me about your children. Where are they? Do you claim them? This type of thing.
Well, I have three children, and most days I claim them.
Okay.
Our oldest son, Zachary, who I believe you had in school.
Sure did.
He has graduated from UNI, and he is a full-fledged adult. He has
good for him.
He has a job that he collects a paycheck from.
Wow.
Yes. So we're very thankful for that. Lives in Cedar Falls and works in Waverly. Mm-hmm. And an interesting story about him. Mm-hmm. There's been a couple people in Forest City who he has received emails from through his job, and they commented on how that made them feel old, that they were getting emails from Zachary Miller. So I thought that was kind of good.
That is.
Yes. So, and Noah is our typical middle child. He feels like he's forgotten about most of the time. He is a sophomore at Waldorf, a member of the men's basketball team, and we're thankful that we get to see him on and off, mostly for dirty clothes, laundry.
Money?
Money occasionally, yes. Yes. Supper. Yes. And then Aubrey is a sophomore at Forest City High School.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Oh, so we've got just one left at home, and when she graduates, I don't know what we'll do.
Well, that would probably be the empty nest syndrome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But what you could do, maybe get another job, or you could go on vacation more plentifully.
Mm-hmm. I like that option.
I thought
better,
you would.
Better than the get another job. Yes. Yes. If you've only got five more years, maybe I'll take over your job.
Oh, nobody can do what I do.
Oh. True. Yes. Silly me. Silly me.
You're a close runner-up, though. I'd have to say that, Jason.
Yes, of course.
So. You're very entertaining. Yeah. So anyway, Jason, with the advent of moving to the North Iowa community, this is a question I ask all my guests, also known as victims, is the fact is, why did you and your wife then decide to stay? You could have probably gone on to much bigger areas, metropolitan areas, to be a a pharmacist and do this type of work? What was a calling card?
Well, a couple things. First of all, we got to go back even farther then. I grew up, we both, Jill and I, grew up about an hour west of here. Armstrong and Ringsted, most people realize that is the North Union School District.
Right, right.
So, save for my time in Iowa City, which is obviously larger, Forest City was a real big step up from us.
Right.
I mean, we grew up in towns of 600 and 1,000 people. So this was moving to the big city for us.
Yes,
And that's the other draw is our parents still both live in that area. It's close enough they can come for ball games and birthday parties, but mm-hmm. my mother-in-law is not going to just come knock show up at the door unannounced.
Is that a good thing?
we'll
get into that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So that really is it. And this is home now.
Sure.
And again, I know it's not supposed to be a promo, but the people of Forest City, they're very supportive. They've really supported us well, and our kids have made lifelong friends, and the school district is great, and we wouldn't want to raise our family anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So it is home now.
Mm-hmm. And so you don't have any great desires to go anywhere else then at this point?
I didn't. No, we don't.
Okay.
That's another thing. You think back to all the little bits and pieces that come back to you. I always told my dad that I never wanted to work in a pharmacy where I was going to have to stock greeting cards mm-hmm. and pantyhose.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong. Everybody needs greeting cards.
Okay, I hope there's nothing there that I need to investigate with you, Jason. But the pantyhose.
Right, but because people need greeting cards and pantyhose. But
yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. but just was not, I wanted to stick mm-hmm. with a pharmacy, and that's what we've got. And so I have no aspirations to move anywhere permanently. As you know, the kids spread out, we might go visit for extended periods of time. They probably don't want that, but mm-hmm. but Forest City's home for us.
Okay, well, we're glad you're here.
Yes.
I was going to tell you, my great listening audience, I prepped Jason in advance to tell him that his place of employment to me is too small and he needs to branch out. Now, what about that old Family Foods building? Could you use that? Does it need any work? Or maybe it's already been spoken for. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Or is that too big?
Well, that would probably be plenty big.
You could have a dance floor.
Yes. We could have a soda fountain like they used to have.
Oh, there you go. But then you'd probably have to have the pantyhose in the cars.
Yeah, true. Yeah, scratch that. Yeah, we're not going there. No. We're happy with where we at. Our location,
okay.
Right by the doctor.
Right.
I mean, that makes it easy.
Right, right.
And if you recall, when I first came to town, the pharmacy was in the same building, but upstairs and on the other side of the building. And it was actually smaller than what we have now. So again, when we moved,
okay,
we thought we had the world by the tail.
Absolutely.
We got more room.
Mm-hmm.
It can be crowded,
mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like a basketball team that's played together for a while.
Good analogy.
When one person's going to zig, the other person zags. I don't know where your mind is going with that.
I can't express it here,
we get that question a lot. How do you all how do you all work in such a tight space?
Sure.
And the other most popular question that particularly Jill and I get is, how do you work with your spouse?
That's a good question.
Yes.
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 Are you going to tell us, or is that a secret? I only have 30 minutes here.
Yes, and I want to be able to sleep in the bed tonight, so we're going to just skip that.
Oh.
No, it's... It actually is. It is nice, mm-hmm. and we've learned to keep work at work mm-hmm. and
right.
home at home.
Right.
So that's important. And mm-hmm. she's really the money person, and I'm mm-hmm. the pharmacy person.
Right. Right.
So it works okay. Mm-hmm. But there are days. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. There are days.
Okay.
And I'm usually wrong.
You have learned, haven't you, Jason?
Yes.
No wonder you get along well.
Right.
So anyway, back to talk more about the intricacies of the pharmaceutical business. What do the technicians do? What are some of the many duties that they do, may I ask?
Well, they can really do any job that is objective. If there's five pills, there's five pills. They can do that. The only thing they're limited from doing is anything subjective, but and we joked about it earlier, they really do most of the work, mm-hmm. and without,
you truly are a figurehead.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, without,
congratulations.
thank you. The joke around the pharmacy is, oh, I have people for that.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. but they do a lot of the data entry. They do a lot of the counting of the pills. They do a lot of the labeling. And then that's where the point where the pharmacist comes in and does the verification.
So that was my question.
Yes.
Jason, you always have to, so to speak, double check before?
Yes, that is correct.
That brings me great peace of mind. That you do.
Well, thank you. Well, at least I know there's one person out there that thinks that then.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Yes.
So anyway, you largely seem to be surrounded by women. Now, okay, I see that look on your face. So
I thought there were some things that were off limits here.
Is there anything you've learned about how to, and I know your technician will be listening to this, but
yes,
that
will.
You, yes, mm-hmm, but that you've learned about working with women?
Well, again,
you're always wrong.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh my.
I have learned, to stay out of the way.
Okay.
Stay out of
good
the
advice.
Way.
Good advice, yes.
And actually, it's quite appropriate that I'm here today recording this, because I was the only man at work today. So if you want to stretch this out to an hour, that would be great.
Well, maybe we could tap into some of your special skills or something.
Yes. No. Very lucky. We've been blessed for the entire time we've been here with, for the most part, mm-hmm. really good employees. Mm-hmm. But this crew that I have right now, mm-hmm. I would put them up against anybody. We really have a good crew.
Mm-hmm. So important.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And as a small business owner, mm-hmm. They treat it like it's their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the thing you mentioned, Jason, I guess I've noticed when I've come out there for drugs, whatever, but that your technicians and you and everybody there, you seem to be quite interested in the actual person coming in.
Yes.
That does make, I think, a tremendous difference.
It does.
You don't get that at Walmart Pharmacy.
Correct.
So,
yes.
Not that I use them.
You better not. Or this interview's over.
I've heard that.
Again, talking a lot about my past, I remember a teacher in my high school, and that's been a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she always liked to go to a specific pharmacy because they remembered her name mm-hmm. when she walked in. Now, we can't remember everybody's name, but we do the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Everybody likes to be called by their name, mm-hmm. no matter if it's at the pharmacy or at church or wherever. They mm-hmm. they really do. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Mm-hmm. Getting to know our people is important to mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what do you like to do, Jason, when you're not involved with the world of prescription drugs? Or your hobbies, interests?
Sure. Well, we are a big family who enjoys sports, mm-hmm. and all of my kids participated in sports, and Noah and Aubrey are still playing. Mm-hmm. So following them takes a big time commitment, mm-hmm. especially with Noah. His first game's at home, and then his second and third game are in North Dakota and South Dakota. So we're going to take a little road trip.
Good for you.
And follow him.
If I took a road trip, it wouldn't be there.
But that, yes. You know, if that's exactly. Yes. Yeah. And they're playing in Florida later in the season, and we're not going.
What? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
Is that too far down the road?
Well, again, we've got other kids that we gotta be part of and take watch and whatnot, but no, we're still really in the following the kids around, watching the things that they like to do. If our TV is going to be on, it's going to be on something that involves a ball, most mm-hmm. likely. Mm-hmm. Like to be outside. Mowing is kind of my sanctuary. Mm-hmm. The phone doesn't ring. I don't mm-hmm. have people bothering me. Mm-hmm. Those sorts of things. But mm-hmm. yeah, again, right now it's the kids that seem yes. to take up most of our time, and it's nearing an end. And you hear people say you're going to be sad when it's over, and I truly do believe that. So
you really buy that, huh?
Well, far.
I don't care.
Yeah, so far, yes. Yes. There are days.
Yes, sure.
There are days.
Now, did you and your wife participate in sports in school? Is that
Definitely.
Where they get some of their athletic prowess from?
Well, prowess, yes, we did. We did both participate.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Sure. We sure did. And mm-hmm. and Jill, well, there's many reasons she's probably been perturbed at me in her lifetime. But I always told her that when our kids were growing up, a lot of moms say no balls in the house. Well, our rule was balls were okay in the house. So you know, some keepsakes may have been damaged along the way, but I think all in all, we survived mm-hmm. pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, in your spare time, then, do you have a particularly group of basketball players? This isn't going anywhere. What I'm trying to say is, who do you like for professional basketball? Now I'm really getting personal.
You are.
Okay.
And professional basketball, that's a tough one.
Okay, should we go to collegiate basketball?
Well, okay, that's much better.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can say this on a radio station that sponsors the Iowa State Cyclones, but I'm a big Iowa Hawkeye fan. Go Hawks!
Okay, well, it was nice having you on our show.
Of course, I think I get a pass. That's my alma mater. So,
okay, that's a given.
So,
that, okay.
Yes, right.
Forgiven.
So, forgiven, mm-hmm. yes. So, mm-hmm. yep. Anything that's black and gold, we're usually going to be watching, and thankfully my kids have followed in that. Or they could sleep in the garage. Those were the options. Be Hawkeye fans or sleep in the garage. We did start feeling sorry for him, though. We did put a heater in the garage down the road.
Wow, very impressive.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I do have a heart.
Okay. And your staff would admit to that?
No. Absolutely not. No. No.
Okay. So anyway, Jason, with that being mentioned, can you talk a little bit about what you would like to do in your so-called retirement years, if you have any, if we're still around?
Well, sounds like I've got Mr. B's Neighborhood towards the top of the list.
There won't be anything left at the end except for that and cockroaches.
Yes. Retirement. Boy, that's a good question. Well, the way pharmacy works is you can really work as long as you want to. There's a shortage out there. Now, I probably wouldn't want to work 5 days a week, but I can really see myself working a few days a week for a long time. Mm-hmm. Retirement, boy, that's hard to say. So much depends on the kids and parents.
Well, if you're a figurehead now, in a sense, aren't you retired?
Yeah.
So you got the best of both worlds.
All right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. And I love my job.
Yes.
I really,
as a parent. Yes.
I really do. Mm-hmm. I love my job. Mm-hmm. And again, I've got people that make it easy to love it. So mm-hmm. I could see myself working for, mm-hmm. Another 20 years. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So there is a shortage of people going into the pharmacy?
It has alleviated a bit. But,
okay.
But yes, and especially if you want somebody part-time.
I see.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I first graduated, places were giving ungodly signing bonuses and whatnot. Some of that's as alleviated, but mm-hmm. it's a great profession.
Yes.
Anybody who's interested in it, mm-hmm. I'd love to talk to them about it because it's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. May I ask, how many years of schooling did you have then?
I had 5, mm-hmm. And I graduated with a bachelor's degree, which mm-hmm. was the entry degree. Mm-hmm. Now, the only degree you can get is your doctorate.
Oh.
So that's 6 years. Mm-hmm. I always thought I should maybe go back because who doesn't like to be called doctor?
It does have a ring to it.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. But I never did. So it is mm-hmm. fairly long in school, mm-hmm. Very, very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's very rewarding that we have the opportunity, like people like you, to make us feel welcome when we have to come in and purchase pills and yes. other items, ointments, and what else do you have, Jason?
Yes, creams, ointments,
ew.
The dreaded suppository.
Oh! You should never mention that on the air, Jason. Oh, my goodness, and I'm not going into any detail about that. But you had also mentioned that now you're becoming, it sounds like a one-stop place, like for COVID shots. And
yep. We can do COVID shots.
Flu shots.
Flu shots, shingle shots, tetanus shots. So, mm-hmm. yes. And that's important everywhere, but especially in rural areas like ours, mm-hmm. Just having access to mm-hmm. those sorts of things is important. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yep, we are, and everybody can rest assured, I'm not certified to give any vaccines, so it won't be me, but we do have a couple people that are certified.
You're not good with a needle?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
No, yeah, I'm a...
You're a figurehead. I keep coming back to that. You brought it up.
And I drink a fair amount of coffee, so my hand gets a little shaky.
Oh,
yeah,
you better switch to decaf.
What would be the point?
That's what I always say.
Yeah, decaf coffee, that's just one of those things. I mean,
it's an oxymoron. Yeah, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
None at all.
No, I don't.
No.
I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it.
No. Well, anyway, my happy audience, there are many things we don't get, but one thing we do get is the wonderful Miller Pharmacy family here in town and his own personal family. And Jason, thanks for being guest today. And you should be ashamed of that blatant publicity you did for your business. So...
I'm not looking at a clock, but if that was 20 to 25 minutes, that was a very enjoyable, and it really flew by, and thank you very much. It was a ball.
Well, I really enjoyed visiting with you, Jason. So with that being said, I hope you all have a marvelous time out there in Mr. Bertelsen's neighborhood. And sometime, remember, when you go into Jason Miller's pharmacy, tell him this place needs to be bigger. All right? Ta-ta for now.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.